Bad spirit characteristic number 3. You think it's your way or the highway. This particular bad spirit goes a step beyond competitiveness and criticism. Here, you become self-righteous. You turn unyieldingly rigid. You are obsessed with control. Everything has to be your idea and everything has to be done your way. No other method than yours, however sufficient it might be, is acceptable. As a rigid controller, you are intolerant of initiative by others and expect them to be passive puppets to your ideas and wishes. You refuse to recognize or acknowledge contribution by your partner. You cannot and will not admit that you are wrong because you are addicted to rightness. The message to your partner is clear: I am better than you. I cannot imagine a more self-defeating spirit than this one. For you are putting your own ego above the welfare of the relationship. You will let the relationship go down in flames rather than be honest about your own shortcomings. Here are some other good warning signs that you can use to determine whether or not self-righteousness is the master you serve. You are intolerant of your partner's initiatives or ideas. You regularly interrupt your partner during conversations so that you can get in what you want to say instead of patiently allowing your partner to finish what he or she has to say. You cannot end a confrontation until your partner acknowledges that you are right. If your partner won't admit the rightness of your position, you tend to sulk or act like a martyr, making sure your partner understands that you don't feel appreciated. You regularly assume a saintly, pious position with friends and family, telling them all about what you have to put up with, about how your partner is impossible to live with. You tend to start sentences with guilt-inducing phrases like, "If you loved me," or "If you cared for me," or with, "I told you so, you should have listened." You must examine yourself with a very critical eye to make sure that you're not sabotaging your relationship in this way. By putting on the cloak of self-righteousness, what you're really doing is keeping yourself from looking at your own faults. Bad spirit characteristic number 4. You turn into an attack dog. This characteristic is so easy to trigger and so hard to undo. How many times have you started out discussing an issue and ended up ripping into your partner with a personal attack? You genuinely believe you are going to stay in control during the discussion, but then you suddenly bail out on the topic or issue and lay waste to the dignity of your partner. And once you get going, you have trouble walking away from the confrontation. In the blink of an eye, the interaction becomes open warfare. Sometimes our viciousness is blatant and easily recognizable. We can spew out the kind of vitriol that would shock anyone within earshot. But sometimes our viciousness comes out in more subtle ways. Sometimes it is possible to be equally vicious by coldly introduced content. A partner who knows what buttons to push, which accusations will cut the deepest, can be cruelly vicious, yet never raise his or her voice. When a partner hears viciousness in the words coming from the person who is supposed to be their greatest ally in the world, it can absolutely tear them apart. It isn't just that they disagree, it is a venomous communication of disgust and condemnation. Once this spirit takes over, relating stops and destruction starts. Here are some typical signals that you can use to determine whether or not viciousness is poisoning your relationship. Your interactions are marked by, at the least, a very harsh tone of voice, and often by an in-your-face shouting. Your interactions are marked by such body language as a curled upper lip, a pointed finger in the face, or a deliberate Clint Eastwood-type killer stare, or exaggerated eye-rolling. Your comments are laden with condescension, such as, "Well, you really turned out to be a great catch." Your comments are full of insults and name-calling, from bitch and bastard to fat and ugly. Your comments are filled with you statements such as, you make me sick, you disgust me, you are stupid and worthless. You purposely and pointedly attack your partner's vulnerable areas and values. As opposed to an act of overt commission, you may withhold from your partner that which you know they want and need to have peace in their life. And lastly, you seek to manage your partner with intimidation, both physical and mental-emotional. I admit, these kinds of behaviors are often rewarded in the short term by a partner who concedes in order to escape the pain of character assassination. But just remember, your scorched earth mentality of winning through the destruction of the other person's confidence and self-worth really will create a scar that is as hard to repair and overcome as almost anything else that might occur. Bad spirit characteristic number 5. You're a passive warmonger. Those who are controlled by the passive-aggressive spirit are masters at what I call sabotage with deniability. These toxic partners will work long and hard to obstruct that which they do not desire, but yet do so in such an indirect way as to escape accountability if they are confronted. They always have an excuse. They always have a justification, but they do, in fact, relentlessly obstruct. Trying to trap the passive-aggressive spirit is like trying to nail Jell-O to the wall. You just can't ever quite seem to get it done. You may know it, you may feel it, but you just can't prove it. Make no mistake, if you are possessed of the bad spirit of passive aggression, you are as much of an overbearing controller as the most aggressive, in-your-face person you could imagine. The difference is, you do it insidiously and underhandedly. Here are some warning signs that you can use to determine whether or not passive aggressiveness is undermining your relationship. After listening to your partner make a suggestion, you agree with the suggestion, then a few minutes later start talking about why it will fail rather than how it could succeed. You feign confusion when your partner explains even simple rationales for changing something in your relationship that you happen to like. You feign ineptness over activities that you don't like to do, painting a room of the house, for instance, or putting a child to bed. You time vague and subjectively defined illnesses or come up with competing events to interfere with plans made by your partner, plans that you don't like. You often start sentences with the phrase, "Yeah, but..." In other words, in your own passive way, you aggressively sabotage your relationship.